Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this. This is going to be good.
Francis!
What? Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice.
Damn
nice,
straight.
Nice.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh!
So, of course, we don't get the usual banter. You get my ramblings this morning. Hope everybody out there is doing okay. Feel free again to send us a message via Twitter if you want to chat with us. We don't have the chat rooms open. I just got a message from someone wanting to chat. You'll have to send us a message via Twitter. And I'll respond, probably not as quickly this morning because I don't have my my partner with me, my partner in crime. So I'm going to jump right on the news since we don't have any banter for you. So we'll start with some good news today. So Kotaku and GamePolitics.com are reporting something good happened this morning. A murder suspect was tracked down thanks to a stolen PS3. Now, for 2 months, 22-year-old Giles Lee Palmer evaded the police in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, and Palmer was wanted for his part in the January 19th murders of 19-year-old Dominique Centrell Morgan and 22-year-old William O'Brien Smith. The police in Gaffney, which is where the shootings took place, were finally able to track him down by using a PlayStation that he stole from one of the victims. Now, more than likely, Palmer must have either logged into the PlayStation network or Sony asked the police to track the PlayStation. Either way, he's done got. And I, for one, am very happy to hear that. Yay! Now, you'll notice these kinds of good stories, unfortunately, don't make the news. They'd rather report that we cause violence rather than help stop it or help bring people to justice anyway. Such interesting things this morning. So you guys have heard us talk about TIGA. TIGA is the UK equivalent of the USRB. They have announced that they have partnered with the Learn to Play Foundation, which is their newest chosen charity. Live for Play Foundation is a not-for-profit organization with charitable social objectives. They were established back in 2007 to further continue the early work pioneered by the founders. They do strive to make a positive difference in people's lives using games and games-based technology. So they're strictly a gaming charity. They also develop and augment soft and personal skills, help raise aspirations, provide hard and soft accredited learning through innovative delivery methods. Within the community, they run a number of successful programs which center around issues such as guns, gangs, and knife crime, bullying, antisocial behavior, crime prevention, and confidence, in addition to the prolific work undertaken with those not in education, employment, or trainings using games-based learning. So this will help some of the people who aren't that familiar with gaming and how they can use it as a learning tool. So we're very excited to hear that. We do hope our USRB here in the States will follow up with that. If you are interested in getting involved with this, as I know our guys over at Golf are, how you guys doing? I saw your Twitter. Soon, we'll have you guys on. You can pop over to TIGA's website. That's TIGA.us/list-manage.com, or you can check our website later. We'll have the links up for you. Or I think it's TIGA.org will be a shorter link for you, and they should have more information for you if you want to get involved. So, yay, more good news. Are you ready for this? PodCap donated an entire weekend of their iPhone sales or iPhone app sales to the Red Cross. Isn't that great? Podcast as they're hosting. Well, this was over the weekend, so wasn't you can't go join up now, but I'm sure they'd appreciate the help or the visit. They were hosting a 2-day funding drive to help benefit the Red Cross on March 19th and 20th. They're saying they had donated 100% of all its sales to the iPhone and iPad game sales. All the money collected on these 2 days will go to the International Red Cross and their ongoing relief efforts in Japan. They're quoted as saying, we recently opened an office in Tokyo, and while our Japan-based employees are safe and sound, we understand that countless other Japanese inhabitants need food, shelter, and medical attention. This is from Ellen Marrett, who's the Senior Director of the Workforce Culture at PopCap. She says, given that Plants vs. Zombies reached number one on the iPhone and iPad sales charts in Japan, it seemed like the most appropriate game to feature in this fundraising campaign. PopCap's top iOS games include, of course, Bejeweled, Bookworm, Juggle, Peggle, Plants vs. Zombies, and a ton more. And you can, of course, pop over to their Facebook page for more information on that. That is going to be Facebook, of course, facebook.com, PopCap Games. Yay! Okay. Ah, so many stories, so little time. So I have some happy news for you Madden fans. Please don't scream at work. Don't jump up and down. Looks like they're still planning for success and hoping that the lockout doesn't happen or it hasn't happened. Sorry, I don't actually follow the real football. I will follow the Madden here because, well, it's a game. I'm a gamer. Madden NFL has allowed fans to vote on the person they wanted on the cover, and they announced today that football fans across the country will have the opportunity still to choose the next cover athlete. Cover athlete for the award-winning Madden NFL franchise. So beginning today through April the 27th, which incidentally is day before my birthday, just so y'all know. Fans can participate in a bracket-style voting campaign on ESPN.com/MaddenVote. And choose among 32 candidates, one representative from every NFL team, to appear on the cover of Madden NFL 12. Fans' votes, of course, will determine which NFL players advance through the seeded bracket, culminating in the reveal of the Madden NFL 12 cover athlete in ESPN Sports Nation on April the 27th. Green Bay Packers quarterback and Super Bowl MVP Aaron Rodgers, former NFL cover athlete in Drew Brees, and cover athlete Drew Brees, who's a quarterback from New Orleans Saints. Yay, Saints! I do know them. They're next door. And a wave of NFL stars, including Michael Vick, Stop the Booing, Please People, Maurice Jones-Drew, Adrian Patterson, and Julius Peppers are among the 32 candidates that are up for grabs. There's a whole new meaning to that. Okay, so you can tune into ESPN Sports Nation today on the 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to see the full list of candidates. Try to see if there's anything else you want to know. Those of you who love to go and vote, I personally don't care. I just want to play the game. In case you were interested, Madden NFL 12 marks the 23rd edition of the video game in franchise history since its debut way back in 1989. Gosh, it's been a long time. And Madden NFL has sold over 90 million units worldwide to date. And Madden NFL 12, which launches in August, breathe, yes, it's August, will provide an immersive and authentic experience fans come to expect from the award-winning franchise, except for probably fixing that glitch that I've been bitching about for the past 6 years. This is including all 32 NFL teams and more than 1,700 NFL players. Madden NFL is developed down in Florida at EA Tiburon. Hi, EA Tiburon. We do like you. We'll talk to you about your other parts of your company. They also produce the NCAA football and Tiger Woods PGA Tour and the sports MMA, which you've heard us talking about quite frequently on here, and it's all over the site that they've added girls this year. Okay, so again, you can go by and check that out at maddennfl.easports.com. You can check that throughout the campaign to see if your favorite players are winning or losing, or just go over because you're interested, see what's going on. Okay, more news. Yay! We're probably going to take 2 breaks today to give my voice a break since I don't have my partner in crime. Ginger, I hope you're coming soon. Okay, I have lost my news stories. Don't you love when that happens? Okay, so, found it. NVIDIA chips, lasers, mosquitoes, and Bill Gates. What do all those have in common? Well, Microsoft founder Bill Gates and NVIDIA are working on a joint venture that will use the same chips found in video game consoles, get this, to shoot down female mosquitoes. Now, this made Forbes today. While it sounds like a 1980s sci-fi movie, it's not. The project is very real and is meant to shrink the disease carrying the mosquito population in third world countries. I'm concerned about this. You guys know I am such an extremist and paranoid type person. I see this going all kinds of wrong. So NVIDIA, of course, is working on a research company called Intellectual Ventures that will build laser fences that recognize and shoot female mosquitoes out of the air. This is according to the San Francisco-based television station KGO. Now, the fences could sell for as little as $50, which is good, I guess, for third world countries that they'd be able to afford. They're saying it's an interesting use of technology, and if it's effective, could eliminate the use of poisons, such as DDT in some regions, which they do use a lot here in Texas, which could explain why I am so crazy. But you can check more of that out, of course, at the Forbes website. It is blogs.forbes.com, and it's / Bianca Caulfield. Very interesting article over at Forbes. Bill Gates always comes up with the coolest stuff. Okay, so back to my other page here. Those of you who were wondering about Craig Duncan, he's a senior director overseeing all aspects of product development and the talent management at the Midlands-based studio Rare, is announcing that he's been appointed to the position of senior studio director. Craig brings a wealth of experience to his new role and has worked out in a senior product development roles at Codemasters. I love Codemasters. Midway Games, also another favorite studio of mine, and latterly Sumo Digital, whom I have never heard of. He's also worked on some of the industry's best-known franchises, of course, Colin McRae Rally Series and the Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing, and is no stranger to instantly recognizable and hugely popular properties. Announcing Craig's appointment, Scott Henson, studio manager, said Craig's appointment strengthens the terrific team here at Rare, which is most recently responsible for the breakout hit Kinect Sports, which I still have not played that demo yet, or don't have Kinect Sports. Or maybe I do, I don't know. Tons of games in my house. Craig joins us at an exciting time, and his experience will be key to ensuring that Rare continues to create innovative, industry-leading products which delight and entertain. Craig also added he's thrilled to be taking on this leadership role at Rare as a studio with a great heritage and a consistent track record of creative innovation within Microsoft Game Studios. Says he's also looking forward to working with exceptional talent at Rare, amazing games that will see Rare established in its positions as one of the world's top game studios. In case you were interested, Rare was founded back in 1985. Yes, that far back. There were games then. They quickly established a reputation for quality that led to fame with such classic titles as Donkey Kong Country and GoldenEye. Upon its acquisition by Microsoft Game Studios in 2002, which ironically I believe was around the time I worked at Microsoft here in Houston, or maybe that was before then, can't really remember, Rare supported the Xbox 360 debut with launch titles Cameo and Perfect Dark. Subsequent years brought innovations such as Banjo-Kazooie, Nuts and Bolts, and the much-loved Viva Pinata franchise. I wonder when we're going to get another one of those. Of course, you can go and check them out at Microsoft.com. You know how to get to them from there. Yay, yada, yada, yada. Okay, I'm going to give you one more, and then I'm going to take a break to give my voice a chance to recover. Oh, geez, you people with the Twitters. Okay, I'm not going to read that on air. Lovely private messages. I do want to tell you about this before I take a quick break. The Nintendo 3DS changes the way you view portable entertainment. How? Because it launched in New York, or it's about to launch in New York in the 27th. The new system's March 27 launch ushers in the era of 3D fun without special glasses. This is going to go on sale again March the 27th, starting everywhere at a suggested retail price of $249. It, of course, comes with a collection of pre-installed games and fun features, which is more on the way. Nintendo's 3DS can play 3D games and take 3D pictures. Did you know that? Bet you didn't. And that's just a tip of the iceberg, says Nintendo of America president Reggie Fils-Aimé. I can never say his name. Sorry, Reggie. The 3D display is amazing in its own right, but just as compelling are the new forms of gameplay it delivers and the groundbreaking ways it will connect players to new content and each other. Of course, to celebrate the arrival of the system, Nintendo is holding a midnight launch event starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on March the 26th at the Best Buy store in Union Square in New York City. All the best stuff happens at Union Square. I've got to get there. The event, of course, will feature hands-on Nintendo 3DS demos with food. Yes, gamers, you get to eat for free. At least I hope it's free. You don't offer gamers food and then don't make them pay for it. There's going to be music and giveaways, of course, while supplies last, all leading to, up to the countdown to midnight when the Nintendo 3DS system goes on sale. For those who can't make it to New York, additional midnight launch events will be held at several Best Buy stores throughout the country. Fans can visit bestbuy.com/3DS for information on one near you. Nintendo is also installing more than 6,000 kiosks at retailers across the country over the next couple of months to let people demo the new 3DS system. The Nintendo 3DS, of course, has 18 games available to it on launch day with more than 30 total titles available by early June. And we know Nintendo never lies to us. When they say they're going to give it to us, they do. And Nintendo published games, of course, that are going to be available on the 27th. It's going to be a few of them. It's Pilot Wings Resort. Of course, you have to have a playing game when you have a 3D game. Nintendo Dogs Plus Cats. And Steel Driver. That's just to name a few. Again, you can visit their site to get a full list. Our iSite, of course, we'll have that up for you later today. If you want to know more about what features the 3DS has, because every day I'm hearing something new. I didn't know it could take 3D pictures. You can visit Nintendo3DS.com to check that out. And now it is time for Ms. Corey, the other half of the Lunch with Ginger and Corey, to take a break because my voice is not going to last. Otherwise, I will see you guys in about a minute or so.
Yes, sir. It's the most notorious rogue of the nation, accompanied by Miss PvP Girl Gigi.
So beautiful.
Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this right here. I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing cause I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kinda bumming and feeling a little down and out. Cause every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
I'm really wanting you to go.
Yo, I'ma suck it up cause Nation is a pro. I told her, let me restart and I'll be right back. And she told me,
hurry up, Nation, we're starting ASAP.
So I log a restart, then get back on the game. And I make it out to next to go and take that what's his name. But during this patchwork, I get a freeze frame. Cause everybody is casting their spells, it's kinda lame. Everything is skipping and jumping and moving real slow. Looking at my health on the top and it's dropping real low. Spamming every key on my keyboard and face roll. PST and GG cause I gotta let her know. Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that. Dial a run and I wait for something. I dread to race the way my cup is running.
I can't walk or move. Something's really failing and now my sound's cracked. I feel like failing.
Four piece of Dragon's Light, I freak. Stuck on a flight to heaven, my frame rate is weak.
Getting one frame a minute and it gets so slow.
Huh?
Watching my screen right now. It's a slideshow.
Yeah.
Tell me how to read like this. I can't even whisper.
Won't play my MacBook.
Okay, let it lag away.
Please let me play, cause I feel a new raid. And I might get a drop of some shiny puree.
Whoa. I need to feel so neat.
Got me some of that pureed already. Gotta get through this lag. You ready, Nation? Come on, let's do this.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
Lagging like that.
So, drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So, are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Screw the 25 mans about to PvP. And let me hope I don't have to blame it on lag when someone ganks me. Queuing up for WSG and enter. Everything is cool, but can I ride past the center? Jumping on my mountain, yo, I leave from the graveyard. Heading to the flag room, lagging like a retard. I try to pick up the flag and something's going on. Everybody is standing still like something's wrong. This one gnome, he was spinning in his place. And I tried to backstab him, but his health wouldn't deflate. So I hurried out the building in search of somewhere that's safe. And I made it to the hut with a healing buff to wait. To my surprise, everything froze and I was offline. Logged back in, dead in a ratty gold mine. This is killing me and honestly, this is the last time. I PST, GGQQ, and I'm losing my mind.
What was that? You're losing your mind over lag? I know, it sucks. But don't worry, it'll go away. You can do this. Take a deep breath. Ready? Ready? Come on, boy.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Ah, lovely allergies.
I'm lagging like that.
Apparently my tea is not going to help. So,
I like to be told I'm missed. I'm lagging like that.
So we are back from our short break. I think Miss Ginger is still scrambling to get here. Unfortunately, she may just not make it on time, so you may have to wait till tomorrow till you hear that cute little voice. But back to the news, of course, because that's why you came, right? Well, according to GamesIndustry.biz, NVIDIA is saying that consoles are stable but static. Hardware manufacturer NVIDIA has told Game Industry Biz that it believes that while the console platforms do have an advantage in terms of stability, the resulting disadvantage is that hardware is static and the gap to mobile and PC is closing. That's according to the company's senior corporate and Tegra PR manager, Bea Longworth, and she was speaking with an interview with GamesGI Biz earlier today. She says, already mobile gaming is hot on the heels of what you would expect from console class gaming. I love when they give us those crazy words. She says, we're demonstrating on Xbox 360 game running on our quad-core Project Kal-El technology. Ooh, that was sexy, right? A demonstration at MWC. So the gap is definitely closing, and that has always been the Achilles heel of the console. Its greatest strength, of course, is its stable platform. It's very much plug and play. You don't have to play around with it. The hardware and all the hassle you get from a PC. But it's, again, the biggest disadvantage of the fact that they're static from one generation to another, and also that the technology can't improve. Whereas with other platforms like PC and now mobile gaming, they will be constantly moving ahead. So she says it'll be really, really interesting to see what console technology has to do in order to differentiate itself and stay ahead when it comes to competing in a very mass market mobile format instead of digging in its heels. The company has also been working to establish its technology in the mobile space, and while Apple uses its own chipsets, NVIDIA is confident its supply to the Android market that can help it compete in the future. Get ready for the Apple NVIDIA work. It's coming, people. She says it's already extremely important to us, but in terms of the proportion of business dedicated to that particular sector, it's definitely going to become one of our most important businesses in the future, she's explained. She says we also have been pretty open over the last 2 or 3 years that we have that expectation, and obviously mobile is currently the fastest growing and the most exciting area of computing and technology, so it makes a lot of sense for us to be there for the forefront. You can read the full interview on gamesindustry.biz if you pop over there now. Very interesting article and very, very true. You guys heard me talk last week about a upcoming that we're getting ready to get our next gen consoles. They're already hiring the people to get ready to make them. It would be interesting to see NVIDIA actually jump into the middle of the fray and see what they can do. All right. Tons of news today. Of course, if you were interested in a new game called Drakensang Online, which I don't believe we've ever talked about here before, but we are now. Drakensang Online says they're bridging the gap between online and action RPGs. The Anterworld is the name of the company that's making it, and they're saying they're casting their... that's the name of the world that the game is set in, has cast its shadow over the once peaceful kingdom of Doria, and the descending dragon legions can only be kept at bay by combining forces. Big Point's new Drakensang Online trailer can be found at their website, and on our shortly, masterfully illustrates the action-packed online battles that players will soon face in their browsers. Loads of other game details and pictures about the free-to-play MMO await interested fans on the official website, Drakensang Online, that's Drakensang. -online.com. The community can also come together on Facebook / Drakensang Online, no hyphen for that one, and of course on Twitter, Drakensang, and they can get an exclusive behind-the-scenes glimpse into the development of the game, for example, with the first community video that's filmed in the Big Point Studio over in Berlin. This is from Hamburg. Did I mention that? I always love to tell you guys where the news comes from, far, far away. Apparently, Drakensang Online combines the best elements of an action RPG with an MMORPG and makes it possible for players to enjoy all these particular spectacular features directly in their browser without any annoying client download or installation. Players don't only jump into the world of Drakensang Online faster, but also experience breathtaking battles more intensely and at a quicker pace than in classic MMOs. The dynamic combat system based on the direct collisions and hit detection will make the game more transparent, eliminating complicated stat calculations and replacing them with direct combat values. In addition to immersive duels, Drakensang Online, in contrast to standard action RPGs, emphasizes complex character development and teamwork, while delivering an in-depth and shared game experience to RPG players. In this massive world, players can meet up, get to know each other, and form alliances in public spaces like the capital city of Kingsville. Again, you can pop over to their website to read more about the game. Definitely sounds interesting, and it sounds free, so free is always good. You can check that out again at Drakensang-online. So what else have I got for you? I do have other stuff. There's a new game out called Sugar Killers, which I was going to tell you about, but they didn't send us anything in the PR, just the video. It does look interesting, and it's going to be porting over to the Xbox 360. I don't know where the original version was. You people got to get better with your PRs. You can't just give us links. People want to know. That's why we're here. Okay, so there's a brand new feature that's coming to the avatars on your Xbox Live called Bouncing Avatars. This is called being called the definitive Xbox 360 climber and was released today on the Xbox Live Marketplace and is available for download as well. We'll post a link where you can get it for 80 Microsoft points. That's about a dollar, they're saying. Yeah, they'll tell you when it's cheap, right? So your avatar is trapped in a bubble. He can only bounce and climb up. Your goal is to rise as high as you can while avoiding dangerous objects, insidious platforms, and much more for a virtually infinite gameplay. You can play alone for the record or against your friends in a funny multiplayer match. I imagine that would be hilarious. Bouncing Avatars is the sixth game developed for Xbox Live Indie Games by the indie developer Running Pixel. There's also a Windows 7 port of the game coming soon, and you can check that out at runningpixel.com. As those of you who are PC gamers and roam around the net, it sounds like this is a more organized version of Bubble Girl. There's one of those running around on the internet. You can go check that out. It doesn't really take score or anything. You just have a avatar with extreme ragdoll physics, and she's falling through the bubbles. Interesting. Anyway, for a dollar, can't beat them. Okay. So more news about Dance Central. Louis Spence crowns Happiness Kevin Cruz as the Dance Central Spring Dance Off Champion. Remember, we were telling you about that. Hundreds of people came out to Covent Garden to take part in this, and today spring was in full bloom in Covent Garden, of course. Actually, that was yesterday. Covent Garden is over in London. Dance star Louis Spence crowned Got to Dance Happiness Britain's Got Dance Talents Kevin Cruz as the champion of Dance Central Spring Dance Off, which pitted all the television phenomenons Happiness and Kevin Cruz against one another and the ultimate dance-off on Kinect for Xbox 360. A capacity crowd of fans arrived in Covent to put in their strong step and cheer, put a spring in their step, not strong, and cheer on their favorite victory as they danced along with Happiness and Kevin Cruz. The dance stars performed to a track from Dance Central, the Kinect for Xbox 360 exclusive game, which lets dancers of all ages and skill levels move, groove, and get fit, all completely controller-free. Louis is quoted as saying, "The great thing about dancing is that anyone can do it. That is so not true. And actually get fit at the same time." Well, anyone can do it, but just not well. He's from Pineapple Dance Studios fame, obviously not from here in the U.S. He says, "Kinect for Xbox 360 lets you and your mates dance in your own living room with no controllers. You can just move and groove all you want. And you can dance your way to a hot body just like mine, all in time for summer." In addition to the dance-off event, Xbox 360 hosted a pop-up shop in the Covent Gardens where consumers could trial a variety of unique Kinect experiences such as Dance Central. And Dance Central, of course, is the European sponsor of Kylie Minogue's Aphrodite Le Fall Tour in 2011 this year. A pair of concert and meet and greet passes to one of her upcoming UK shows was also awarded to one lucky fan. The revolutionary Kinect for Xbox, of course, lets consumers experience games and entertainment, no controller required. Recently, Kinect was named by Guinness World Records as the fastest-selling consumer electronics device by selling 8 million units in its first 60 days. Very impressive. To date, Kinect for Xbox 360 has sold more than 10 million units worldwide. Currently, there are more than 20 Kinect games available, including Kinect Most, Your Shape Fitness Evolved, and Kinect Sports. The BAFTA Best Family Game Award winner, of course, is the Kinect as well. And they're saying more is coming soon. And with that, I'm going to bid you all a fond adieu, because my voice is not going to hold for another 15 minutes. And we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow for lunch with Ginger and Corey. Make sure next time you bring me some tea. What kind of people are you out there? See you guys tomorrow.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bum to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. 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 Hey ho, hey ho, hey ho.
You eating those dots in that maze. I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you.
Oh no.
From your big round bottom to the top of your boat.